We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by OG&E, power at the speed of life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
And welcome to Slim Chickens for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Big 12 Conference opener in the books. Oklahoma State in Texas, the very exciting game in Austin last night. The Longhorns prevailed, though, 36-30. And now, a team that's been hot, team ranked in the top 25, Kansas State, will come to Stillwater for a 6 o'clock game on Saturday at Boone Pickens Stadium. Last night, Chuba Hubbard, 37 carries for 121 yards, and the 37 carries tied for the 11th most in a single Oklahoma State football game, and the most for a Cowboy back in more than 20 years. Spencer Sanders threw for 268 yards in a game. Seesaw battle, a lot of back and forth, a lot of momentum changes throughout the course of the night. The Cowboys nearly recovered that onside kick in the last minute and 40 seconds, would have given them the ball back near midfield and a chance to go win it. That was a very well executed onside kick, and perhaps the next time they try it this year, it'll work, because, you know, it's a percentage play, and it's a low percentage play since several years ago when they changed the rule to where now a high-bounding onside kick can be fair caught. That changed the rules. That was a big change in the rules, not to mention just trying to get rid of the violent collisions on an onside kick, so your options are limited. That was really well done, kind of kicking it off the belly with some spin. The next thing you know, it's knocked around, pops up. Agbamba Mega had a swipe at it. Malcolm Rodriguez had a swipe at it. Again, odds of getting it were pretty small, but almost got that done. That would have been interesting to see how it would have played out. And then the defense almost got Texas stopped to get the ball back. But nonetheless, Texas ends Oklahoma State's recent domination in the series with a 36-30 win. So we'll focus our sights on Kansas State now and then back on the road for Texas Tech before the off week, which will be, I think, needed by the time we get there. And then finally, the schedule starts to kind of swing back in the Cowboys' favor after starting the year with 4 of 6 on the road, which is a bit unusual. Coach Gundy will be here in just a few minutes. We are keeping an eye on Mason Rudolph and the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, Mason had a bit of a tough start today in San Francisco, but now he's thrown 2 long touchdown passes in the second half, 76 yards to Juju Smith-Schuster, 39 yards on another TD pass in the fourth quarter, now 13 out of 24 for 169 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception, and the Steelers are leading the 2-0 49ers 20-17. So we'll keep an eye on that during the hour here this evening. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, there are a couple of ways you can get it to us via Twitter and my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. The official grocery partner of Cowboy Football is Homeland. They offer party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. Go Pokes from Homeland. We'll start with Coach Gundy after this from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
I believe in public education, but my children have some needs that just can't be met by our local school. But I found Epic. It's a free public school that blends online learning with face-to-face instruction. It's flexible, safe, and my kids can learn at their own pace. They have access to free counseling if they need it, and Epic doesn't give up on any student. Epic teachers are awesome. Maybe it's because Epic offers the highest teacher pay in the state. I love Epic. But better yet, my kids love Epic.
Real stories from EpicCharterSchools.org.
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand. Whether it's a new, pre-owned, or certified, we have the vehicles Cowboy fans are searching for. We are committed to the orange and black, and we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of your OSU Cowboys.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that will get you there. Right now, save $60 on the powerful MS-250 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours. Find a dealer at stihldealers.com. Offer valid through November 30th, 2019 at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details. All prices CDBM SRP.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
We're saving your time at Homeland. Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home.
We continue from Slim Chickens on the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Glad you're with us tonight. Kansas State will be here for the game on Saturday, and there are tickets available. That is a game that will be on ESPN Plus, so if you have not acquired your subscription and you're not going to be able to come, then put that on your to-do list this week. Make sure if you got a smart TV, it connects, and that you've got the adequate internet connection for the stream and all those things. So that requires a little bit of planning. So if you're going to watch the game and you can't come, then I would highly recommend you work on that this week at your homework and be ready to go. Of course, we hope you're at the stadium Saturday for what should be a very fun game against Kansas State. Coach Gundy is here with us now, and we appreciate the visit as always. And, you know, just some now 24 hours later, and you've had a chance to look at it and visit with your staff some, your thoughts on what happened last night. Good and maybe the things that maybe weren't quite as good as you had hoped.
Well, there were some good things in the game. We went on the road and competed against a very talented team and had a chance to win in the end. It's like most games. When you look at the mistakes that were made, if you said before the game, if we could just cut all those in half, it's a completely different game. But yeah. And most teams can say that. But for the most part, the difference was this year and last year is we kicked field goals instead of scoring touchdowns. And it's not easy to go down there and play a team as quality as they are and get inside the 5-yard line a couple times with first down and not score touchdowns. You're kicking field goals, and so you're just gonna have a hard time. And that's really what it came down to. We needed to be much better on our short yardage and goal line offense to score those touchdowns. Even the first series of the game, we went right down the field, and I think we had first and goal at the 3.
Yes.
And we ended up kicking a field goal.
Well, sadly, Chuba lost that fumble, mm-hmm. and of course, you were lucky to get it back,
right.
But you lost 2 yards
right.
in the process of the recovery, which
yeah.
made it third and goal at the 3 instead of third and goal at the 1.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be tackled at the 1-yard line, so anyway, that's really what it came down to. There's another time we had a first down inside the 5, and we lost, I don't know, 5 or 6 yards, end up second and goal from the 9 or something. So we didn't convert when we had a chance. And the game was played out kind of like what we wanted it to. I think our first drive after we end up kicking the field goal, I remember looking at the clock, and there was only like 9 minutes to go in the first quarter, so we already used 6 minutes. And we had gotten points, should have had a touchdown. And then as the game went back and forth, then we had a turnover and it let them put it in a 2-score game. And then they had a turnover and then we got it right back where we wanted it. So we go in at halftime, it's a 1-point game. So you're in great shape.
Sure, absolutely.
And then we came out and stopped them. And they got the ball and we stopped them. And then I think we dropped a pass. We were moving again and we dropped a pass that would have got us on down the field. But as it went back and forth in the end of the third and fourth quarter, the defense continued to go out and get some stops. And then offensively, we played okay, but we had a hard time throwing the ball down the field much with the way they were playing us. And so their defense really said, we want you to run the ball. And they're big and physical up front. We blocked them. We won our share, but sometimes they win theirs. But in the end, we just didn't convert when we were down there near the goal line with touchdowns instead of field goals. And we ended up having the 2 turnovers. One of them, Spencer, got hit when he was releasing the ball. But then they turned the ball back over to us also a couple times. At the very end of the game, it was a perfectly executed onside kick, and we had our chances. We had two guys that had their hands on the ball, and they couldn't hold on to it, and they ended up getting it.
Yeah.
And then we still had our timeouts. We still had all of our timeouts, so we stopped them. And then the last play when the quarterback kept the ball, we told him when they went out there, you have to make sure that there's a quarterback player on every play, and he got caught up in the moment of the game and chased the ball. And we had just told him that, I mean, there's a pretty good chance the quarterback's going to keep the ball, because if he couldn't go anywhere, he'll just slide and let the clock run. And we had just told him that before they went on the field on that timeout, and they went right out there and let the quarterback keep the ball. Now, they would have punted the ball down, probably inside the 10, but still, I mean, we've done that before. And at least you had a chance.
Is that the essence of youth? I mean, you only start four seniors, and you have some guys with some experience, but you're not toting a bunch of seniors out there either.
Yeah, we saw some of that last night. You're going to get a little bit of that. The encouraging side of it is, as I said earlier, before the game, if you list, and they said, well, this is how many mistakes will be made, and you're like, surely we can cut that in half, and it'll change the game. We didn't get our first penalty until like 8 minutes in the third quarter.
Correct.
We didn't even had a penalty yet.
First half, you had no penalties.
So we were clean. We were very disciplined. And then I honestly didn't agree with a couple of their penalties. They called a really, really late face mask on the touchdown play when a guy was going to the ground. He was already in the end zone. I mean, I'm sure they could have called it. And then they called a personal foul on Landon Wolf for that new rule. Where you can't block a guy from the side.
Yeah, and that was kind of weird.
It was right in front of the ball.
Yeah,
and so I don't know what you tell Landon. He's competing. He's trying to do his job. But regardless, they called those. But overall, we were a pretty disciplined team. We ended up getting a couple holds in the back end on some double moves that we need to stay a little bit stay on top of the routes a little better. But we didn't get any non-competitive flags. We didn't, we didn't get unsportsmanlikes and things like that. So from that standpoint, we played a pretty good game. Defense went out and competed and stopped them. And a couple times when the offense, late in the game, when the offense couldn't move the ball, defense went back out there and had their backs against the wall at midfield, and one time on the 40, and they stopped them every time.
Yeah.
So I was proud of the guys for that, for the way they competed. And just if we'd given ourselves a little chance there by punching some touchdowns in, obviously it's a different game.
Sure. And I know at halftime in one of the interviews you'd indicated that maybe Texas was, at times encouraging you maybe to throw it as well as run it. And there may have been some options there. And a lot of people have been curious, and some of the questions here tonight have been curious about any possibilities with the inside receivers, the Cowboy backs, and you used them some. How did the entire passing game opportunity unfold? What was available? What was not? Was there any consistency in what was available? I mean, how would you describe that?
They really played pass defense is what they play. They played a deep cover two with a rover in the middle of the field. And so there's not a lot of windows to throw the ball. That's why we ended up with so many rushing attempts.
Yep.
And, at that point, you have to be able to block them up front. They are a physical team up front. So, as I said, we won our share of the battles, but they won some also. And you can hit a few throws on them, but to a certain extent, you're trying to force the issue when they're playing that way. With that three down, we ran into that when we went down there with Mason, whenever that was, last time. And we were a very, very good offense, really good. And we ended up coming out of there with, 14 points?
13 points, yeah. And overtime, 13 points.
And so we were more prepared for it, but it when the defense lines up like that, it kind of changes the way we look on offense, but there's not anything you can do about it. We can't make them play a certain way.
Sure.
So we have to continue to rush the football, and running back gets a lot of carries, quarterback gets his carries. There's a few throws you can hit here and there. And then another factor was once they got up in the third quarter by two scores, well, then they backed up even further. You can't force the ball down the field. I mean, you've got to be patient because you got to somehow find a way to get it to a one-score game, which we did. But you have to get it there before you can do anything else, because you can't do anything else. You're going to end up forcing yourself and a young quarterback into a bad situation.
Well, and as you were talking about last week and Sean Gleason shared with us last week, as much as Texas certainly leading into the game show a lot of disguise and different looks with a young quarterback, goodness, you have to be really careful, don't you? Because he may think he sees one thing, and next thing you know, it's another, and perhaps it's a turnover. So that goes back to your point of you can't force it in. And in particular, with a quarterback playing, starting his fourth game, he doesn't have the volume of knowledge that Mason Rudolph had.
Yeah, and then another factor is that if you're when you're playing that style of defense, Texas is good up front, and that allows them to do that. I mean, because you have to hold your own with the five guys in the box. Most teams can't hold up with five players in the box versus the run as effective as they can with some of the guys that they have. And so that works to their advantage a little bit in that situation.
Yeah, and I guess one of the things you go back and look at it, and I really hadn't noticed this until now, is it, and you mentioned this earlier, you got behind the chains some. Mm-hmm. They had 12 tackles for loss. That's a lot for an offense of yours to allow in a game. And, of course, that goes back to the point you made. And sometimes it seemed like they brought a corner off the edge to try to stop the run. And so you found yourself behind the chains probably that's a little more often than what you're used to.
Yeah, that's right. And so we graded it all and make some corrections and, you know, then get rid of that one. And we've got to, you know, that's the way college football is. You know, that one's over no matter what happens. And now we've got to get on to Kansas State and not necessarily worry about what happened other than some corrections that we think might be able to help us later in the year.
You bet. How's Chuba Hubbard doing today after 37 carries? Of course, you'll see him here in a little bit when you do your Sunday evening session. But how was he last night?
I guess okay. I haven't seen anybody today. They've all been over at the facility and in meetings now, and we'll have practice tonight before I see any of those guys.
But it was a busy night for him and a lot of tough yards, which against Texas, that probably goes with the territory.
Yeah, there's some tough yards. They got some big guys up front. That's just the way it is. But he was a workhorse for us, and that's way too many carries. But based on the way they're playing, that's what you get. We still need to identify a backup tailback that can get in there and give us some carries and give him a little bit of a break.
Who could that guy be? I mean, you've obviously used L.D. Brown some. Other candidates, maybe Jeter. Yeah. What about Desmond Jackson? Could you roll him in maybe?
Dez will should start to practice a little more this week and Micah. So, you know, we just got to keep working guys in. Somebody can get in there and give us a little bit of a burst.
Had a question come in asking about the fake field goal. What the designed outcome was supposed to be on that play?
Well, I'd rather not talk about it. We might want to use it. We might want to use it again.
Oh, you keep that in your pocket.
Yeah,
understood.
Yeah. We didn't get to where it wanted to be, so that's not something that I'd talk about.
Okay, stay tuned. I'm gonna look forward to the time where things go like they're supposed to, and
that's
that
right.
Hits a touchdown or something.
Yeah.
So we'll keep that one in our pocket. We'll take a break and come back. More with Coach Gundy coming up. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens in Learfield IMG College.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Continuing on the Coach Gundy Radio Show here tonight from Slim Chickens, and have some more questions that have come in. And one asking about the false start penalties that happened in the second half, and it appeared to be some snap issues. Any thoughts on what occurred there?
Well, it gets loud down there. For the first issue, but we've got to do a better job of communicating between center and quarterback. And I think some of it is when Spencer gets going, he's not is experienced and doesn't do as good job of communicating as what Mason and Taylor had done over the last few years, just because he's got a lot going on right now. So that is something that we addressed this morning, and we'll visit and address it again tonight at practice, and we'll get those issues cleaned up. There are times that the other team is yelling and somewhat trying to simulate a cadence, but there's not really anything you can do about that.
It's supposed to be a foul, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never seen anybody call it, but the answer is the quarterback and the center need to continue to work and do a better job of communicating. And I think Spencer gets a little bit lax in that area as the game goes on, just because he's thinking about so many other things.
Yeah, part of being quarterback playing his fourth game,
yeah,
I suppose.
Right.
There's just lots to learn and lots of experiences to be gained, I suppose.
That's right.
Another question's come in. Speaking of Spencer Sanders, third quarter, we'll hear your thoughts on this. It was ruled that Spencer was out of bounds just short of the first down on a third down play. There was a long review. Apparently, we're told not only did Kirk Herbstreit say it, but the rules expert on ABC said it. They thought he gained the first down. Did you have any type of look that led you to be convinced that maybe he did get the first down? What were your observations on that particular play?
I haven't seen it. And the video we watch, you don't have any chance at all.
Right.
But I had several people say that they thought it was pretty clear. So I'm not sure how they get to that answer. Sure wish it would have been, but we need to be able to convert on fourth and, 3 inches or whatever. That'll solve the issue, but
of course.
I didn't have any angle to make a decision on that.
Well, just fair enough. We thought we'd ask about that, and that was a question that had been asked of me a few times today. Defensively, what did you think?
We gave up one long touchdown. We were in cover two, and the corner didn't jam the receiver, gave him a free release outside. Safety didn't get deep enough on the hash, just a basic fundamental. And we gave up a long throw. Other than that, we played pretty good. There was one play that we missed four tackles on the same play. It's not like that we were competing against an offense that wasn't talented. They're pretty good. They got a veteran quarterback now. If you just eliminate that one big play, which we could have just with basic fundamentals and technique, they played pretty good.
Yeah.
They corralled them. We tackled most of the time. We defended at times. So there's a lot to build on.
Nice to have some depth back at linebacker. Devin Harper playing for the first time. Mm-hmm. Of course, you've had Kevin Henry back here for a couple of weeks, and that was an area where I know the defensive staff was really anxious to get some guys back. A bit thin those first 2 weeks, but some guys with a lot of experience are back and playing now.
Yeah, it's good to get some guys back there. It helps us even function in practice, not just games, but even in practice where we can actually get some quality work done. So it's good to have those guys back, and hopefully we can get them into game shape, because it's one thing to be back. It's another thing to get out there and play in a game when you haven't done it well since last year, one.
Right.
And two, certainly not for 2 months. So now that we have those guys, they can get out there and hopefully get into a little bit of game shape.
And Israel Antoine playing for the first time as well last night.
Right. Well, first time since last Thanksgiving was the last time he played.
Yeah.
So he got out there and made a few plays, got banged around a little bit. But, again, we've got to get him into game shape, and he gives us a little more depth on the defensive line.
To what extent is maybe finding some more depth at the safety positions a priority? Because it appears that your safeties are logging a fair number of plays up to this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's always that way. It's always a priority whether we have guys that can do it and give us what we need is a second part of it.
Sure.
But, you would always like to get some of those guys in for 10 or 15 plays and give the other guys a breather.
You mentioned it earlier, the onside kick, you had a chance to recover it, but as far as the kick itself, I would guess that's about as close to perfect as it comes, huh?
Yeah, we practiced it a while, but it was executed to perfection, and all you can do is try to get the pinball effect on the ball, and that's what we got. We had enough guys around there, we just didn't get it.
What are the percentages on that usually? They used to be higher before they changed the rules, right?
Well, now with this new rule change, those percentages are less than 15 a year ago. based on not being able to bounce the ball up high and get into a jump ball.
Right, right. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this. A couple ways you can send questions to us. You can send it to us at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline, or text line, rather, 405-747-0338. Back with more after this. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Why is Epic Charter School the fastest growing free public school in Oklahoma? Epic combines the flexibility of online learning with face-to-face instruction from great certified teachers. Epic serves everyone with less taxpayer dollars per student than any public school. Epic has the highest teacher pay in the state and pays all employees great wages and benefits. Epic's money is spent in the classroom and on teachers, not administrative overhead. That's the Epic difference.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh. Delicious. Chicken.
Cowboys fans, a winning team is built on relationships and trust. Every member of the team has to deliver. At Medica Health Plans, we understand. We know how much your family counts on your health insurance, and we work hard to keep your plan working for you each and every day. When you call us, we're listening. We hear you. We understand. And when you carry a Medica member card, you can be assured we've got you covered. Medica Health Plans.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichert and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
Hey, Cowboys fans. Pay with Pete this football season with the OSU Rewards Credit Card from MidFirst Bank. With the OSU Rewards Credit Card, you can earn rewards and enjoy a variety of benefits while showing your Cowboys spirit every day. Plus, a percentage of each purchase with your card supports the OSU Alumni Association. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for more information. MidFirst is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank. True to your money. Member FDIC.
It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens here on the Cowboy Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, you can send it to us on our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338, or send it via my Twitter handle, which is the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice. And just kind of looking at some numbers here across the conference, and we'll get into Kansas State here in a bit as well. Rushing offense. Oklahoma, 324 yards a game. Kansas State, 280. Oklahoma State, your team, 270. TCU, 260. Baylor, 253. The pendulum has swung, I guess, hasn't it? Back the other direction.
With the defenses that we mentioned earlier in the show tonight, the running game is more prosperous and available than it has been in probably 10 years in this league. And so for that reason, you're seeing teams that are going to rush the ball for more yards because you're uphill in throwing the ball down the field versus defenses that are spaced across the field and playing with depth. Yeah. That's why you have so many teams that are rushing the football for so many yards, more so than what it used to be.
You know, in the Big 12, there's always been, even, gosh, dating back 20 years ago, there have been innovations in the game. The Big 12, I guess what I'm trying to say, always seems to stay ahead of the curve offensively. Why do you think that evolved that way? Obviously, the coaches in the league, you think about Coach Leach, even Coach Miles, some of the things he did. But how do you think that took off the way it did? Because it just continues now. It always seems like our league is ahead of the curve, even when it comes to something like this where we're swinging back more to the run game. Why do you think that has evolved the way it has?
The quarterback play in this league has been so good for the last 10 years. We continue to see quarterbacks in this league that are dangerous in a lot of different ways. And so the defense is in protective mode. And when that happens in our league, offensive coordinators and head coaches aren't scared to do something new. And they make changes fast and try to capitalize as quick as possible. Some of the other leagues have just been more traditional, and they just kind of roll with it a little bit. But the offenses in this league change really fast. And the defense now has somewhat set the standard. They've changed considerably in the last 2 to 3 years, and as we've talked about this year. So now offenses are trying to adjust to that, which is why you're getting so many rushing yards, in my opinion.
And the use of tight ends, if not multiple tight ends, the way you're doing.
Right. You're seeing a number of teams that are trying to get an edge with a tight end and with the three down and the way that teams are playing. Kansas State is a little different. They're a four down team. They have been up to this point. They're not doing any. We haven't seen them do any of the three down. So they're in more traditional four down. So, but for the most part in this league, I think you're going to see kind of what we saw last night will be the majority.
You know, when you were cranking all this up, and for you, you know, really all this started with your offensive evolution 10 years ago, I guess it was, 9, 10 years ago. Did you ever think you'd see the day where a base would be a rush 3, drop 8? Could you have imagined 8 years ago that people would actually do that? I mean, you're sitting there thinking, oh, they're not going to do that, but they have. I mean, yeah. Would you have ever thought that would happen?
No, it's surprising. It started about 4 or 5 years ago with West Virginia. He was playing that 3-3, and then Iowa State jumped in the 3-2 probably – I guess they've been in it 4 years now, maybe. And then there's been other teams that follow. So, but to answer your question, I don't think any of us would have ever thought that would be what we would see for a base defense.
Yeah, and consequently, the pendulum swings back the other way. Mm-hmm. Use tight end, start running it, and it's always a cat and mouse game from an offensive and defensive standpoint. We'll talk about Kansas State when we come back. Again, if you have a question for Coach Gundy, you can send it to us via Twitter and my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Back with more in a moment. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's a Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show live from Slim Chickens here at Stillwater. And you've got a big party planned for the game Saturday, a big tailgate perhaps. Keep Slim Chickens in mind right here just north of Boone Pickett Stadium at 1011 North Boomer Road. Their tailgate pack is a winning choice on game day. Give them a call, 405-372-2326. That's 405-372-2326. Slim Chickens and the tailgate pack. That's a winning combination. Kansas State's the opponent Saturday here in Stillwater. And we've touched on the Wildcats briefly, but let's go more into detail. You know, how are they different now with the new coaching staff from what you've seen?
They're very similar offensively. It's interesting. I think they had a lot of similarities even when they were at different schools with what he was at North Dakota State.
Yes.
And now that he's come into Manhattan, they were able to take, in my opinion, a lot of what Coach Snyder had done, and it kind of fit their system. And so they have some pretty good carryover. Special teams-wise, they're excellent in kick return again. They've already returned one for a touchdown this year.
Yeah, against Mississippi State, mm-hmm. That's a big play in that game. Mm-hmm.
And then offensively, they'll get in 21 personnel to 22 personnel, and they'll get under the center and rush the football. So this will be a different week for us, and we'll have to be strong up front and stop the power. They want to run the power to the weak side and to the strong side. So it'll be a challenging week for our guys up front to be able to stop the rush. And they have a couple ways that they use the quarterback, where they'll run him with the ball like what they used to do at Kansas State.
Right.
So there's a lot of similarities, and it carried over into special teams, as I mentioned. And defensively, they have been a four-down team. That's what Kansas State was in the past, a four-down. Kansas State of the old, mainly all zone.
Right.
Hardly ever any pressure, a little bit of cover one and a blitz. But these guys are blitzing, I haven't seen the printout, but I'm going to say at least 40% of the time.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's a big change.
Yeah. So they're playing, they're pressuring and playing man in the back end. They have up to this point. You can't just go off of Nicholls State and Bowling Green, because they did it against Mississippi State.
Yeah.
They pressured them a lot. And they stood them all up there, and they came after him. They brought five-man pressure, and they brought six-man pressure. So the structure of their defense is similar, but the way they're operating with their pressure packages is much different than the traditional Kansas State. But it's interesting when you watch them; they do have a lot of carryover.
Yeah, have they faced a team with the explosivity on offense or a receiver, even in the neighborhood of a Tylan Wallace, that could hurt them with the deep ball or even with, you know, a lot of yards after catch, from what you can tell?
Bowling Green and the Nickel State were outmanned. And then Mississippi State is, they're in the gun, but they're in a lot of tight formations. Uh-huh. If you've watched them, they have a tight end, and the receivers, they're all in a real little bunch packages. They're not a traditional spread team. So we'll be the first spread team that they've competed against.
Gotcha.
Even when Mississippi State got in the spread, they still manned them up and pressured them. So they want a pressure from what I see. And so that'll be interesting to see how they play us.
And Kansas State's coming off an off week, and you're coming off a game at Texas.
Right,
so
right.
The advantage to Kansas State in that regard, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure they've gotten rested up and had extra time to watch our tape and all that. But we control what we can control. That's not something we can control. So we go back to work and get some game plans in, try to be simple, so where we can play fast and keep our legs fresh. And offensively, we just want to be able to stay balanced and take care of the football. And then defensively, against this team, will be big. We have to stop the run. Got to be able to stop the run because they're going to huddle up. And so you got to get off the field, or they're going to eat the clock up.
Yeah, so they are every bit as deliberate as Coach Snyder's teams were. And they're only averaging, I think I added up here, about 68 snaps a game. That's not very many.
Right.
So they're still deliberate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're gonna use the clock, and it takes them a while. And so we'll have to be able to stop the run and get off the field.
How does that affect the team mentally when, after facing week after week after week, teams that don't huddle, teams that go fast, some that go super fast in practice, when you go ones on ones, it's against a super fast offense, and then suddenly a team's huddling up, what kind of impact does that have, positive and negative?
It gives you, for our people, we shouldn't have any issues getting lined up, let's put it that way.
Okay.
They're going to get out and get set, and we ought to be able to get out and get set. And I think the players adjust. In most cases, teams that play really fast and are in attack, it's harder to get prepared for that, in our opinion, than it is the slower part.
Sure.
Now, if they're in the huddle and they get up and they get set and they run into power play and you can't stop them and they're just moving, they're just eating up the chains, well, then that's an issue. But in the end, we got to coach them up during the week. You get 2 days to get ready, and that's what Tuesday and Wednesday's for. No matter what they do, we got to get prepared for it and have a great plan in all three phases.
Have they faced anybody that maybe functions at the pace that you guys do? Mississippi State at all to that extent, or either the other two, Nichols or Bowling Green, or no, from what you can tell?
I don't think that they've – I don't think any of those teams are trying to play as fast as we do. I'll get the information from those guys, but on the video I saw, not much.
Because it was always interesting with Kansas State. Of course, this was with Coach Snyder, so, and there are a lot of similarities, as you said. One thing as I would prepare in my little world for the game is, because they huddled and played slow, the game prep was pretty easy. They didn't play a lot of guys. They didn't have to because there weren't that many snaps, which was very odd to us and odd for a team back in the old days with Coach Leach, Texas Tech, teams that used a lot of players because they played fast, a lot of receivers, more substitutions defensively. But, back in the old days with K-State, they didn't play a lot of guys, didn't have a lot of snaps, which is completely different than what we would experience.
That's right. And so they're rotating. I've seen probably six different defensive linemen play.
Okay.
Second, their back end, for the most part, is they don't rotate guys a lot, from what I've seen. And their backers, not really. But up front, they're rotating some guys. And I hadn't flipped over and studied it really from the other side of the ball. But in listening to the meetings, it's given me a pretty good idea of what they're trying to accomplish on offense.
Right, right. Coach Gundy with us here on the Coach Gundy Radio Show as we have a few more minutes before we wrap things up here for this edition of the program. Skylar Thompson, their quarterback, from what you've seen, what things get your attention?
Well, he's, played. Gosh, I can't remember. They've rotated those guys. He played last year.
He did play. And played against us.
Yes, he played against us. But he's doing some of the same stuff is what I'm saying. They'll get in the gun and do some of the quarterback read stuff where he'll try to pull it and keep it, and then they'll be under the center. You know, he's a 6'2", 215-pound guy that's more experienced than what he's been because he's getting up there game-wise. But they'll run him some, and he runs, you know, he probably runs a little better than what the quarterback from Texas did just as a runner.
Right.
You know, he probably runs a little bit better than he does. So they'll try to run him some.
Will it be strange not to see Coach Snyder coaching the Wildcats?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, with him being there forever, it is new. You know, I think we all miss him. You know, he's been such a presence there for so long. It is different with, you know, with him not being there. They kept Sean, his son, on the staff in an administrative role. But he is, he's involved, or he has been at some point in the special teams because it's the exact same schemes. So maybe he did a clinic for him this summer, but I can tell that he's involved in the special teams because it looks the exact same.
So, and it's interesting you say that because, and if I'm out of turn here, say the word, but, you know, one of the things I can remember you sharing with me, especially several years ago, was some of the things they did in kick return and things of that nature were things you decided were in our best interest. In fact, if I remember right, I think you hit a kickoff return against them that was for a touchdown that was pretty much a carbon copy of something right. They'd done. Am I remembering that right?
There's some we picked up a few things that they did and have tried to implement them and that's actually something we need to get a little better at our KOR right now. We need to be able to at least push the ball out to the 25 or further. We're not doing that, but we've studied them. I didn't try to make it a secret. You know, they're yeah. really good at it, and we studied what they did and the principles they're using. I've watched an hour and a half of special teams today, and it's the same concepts that they've used when Sean was there.
How do you feel about the, you know, now the fair catch, the ball comes out to the 25. We're interested in player safety, but gosh, it almost seems like we've taken one of the most exciting plays in the game out of the sport, the kickoff return. How do you feel now that you've had a couple of years to experience it?
I'm a little surprised that most teams are still going ahead and bringing it out. I thought that would be a bigger impact.
Okay.
But most everybody, unless the ball's kicked in a location they're not comfortable with, it's interesting. Everybody is, or most people are still saying, "Hey, we're going to bring it out. We're going to run KOR." And I thought it would go the other way, but it's not. It's they're bringing it out, and it's been pretty consistent.
Well, and interestingly, with the rugby punters, the punt return is a dying thing as well, and mm-hmm. the ability to punt to a spot and
sure.
switch punters. I mean, all kinds of things that are newfangled in that area.
Yeah, they're so accurate now that these guys can drop that ball inside the 10-yard line, and then they're good with their hang time, and the rugby allows the coverage units to get another 10 yards down the field, and you just don't see many returns anymore.
No, you sure don't. Coach, we appreciate the time. Have a good week of work. Look forward to K-State being here Saturday, and we'll catch up with you later in the week.
Okay, thank you.
That's Cowboy Head Coach Mike Gundy here at Slim Chickens, and we'll come back and wrap things up after a few messages. And a reminder, OSU games call for nothing less than the taste of Tostitos chips. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters by breaking out the Tostitos. We're going to wrap things up when we come back. From Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
We're saving you time.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is... who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody, Schwab Dog's on me!
Hello, does this mean I win?
No!
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Don't waste your time enrolling in a rewards or discount program. At Charlie's Discount Drug, our discounts are for everyone, every day. We also have monthly Mason vitamin specials and bi-monthly wholesale price center specials. Save your time and money at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Friends, the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on game day. Shop the largest, best selection of OSU clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any of five Boone Pickens Stadium locations. And remember, you can shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. And Cowboy fans, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all of the OSU athletic teams. We'll be on the air Saturday at 4 for a kickoff at just past 6 between Oklahoma State and Kansas State. The pregame coverage from the Stone Wolf Casino with Adam Hildebrandt, Clint Schelf, and Dion Amati. That starts at 4. Of course, Robert and John and I will join them throughout that first hour, and then we'll take over right around 5 o'clock. Oklahoma State and Kansas State. Cowboys have lost two in a row to Kansas State. This is a big game as far as the long term in the Big 12 is concerned. Kansas State, one of the surprise teams in the conference, and I think Oklahoma State, despite losing last night, certainly put forth a very positive impression for the folks nationally. In fact, Kirk Herbstreit was in the booth next to us last night, and let's just say he mouthed some nice things about Spencer Sanders. I think he was pretty impressed by what he saw from the Oklahoma State quarterback and the entire team. So nice to be in primetime and game Oklahoma State. I'm sure feels like they were a couple of plays from winning, but I think some good came out of it. No more Saturday. For Carson Melton, I'm Dave Hunziker. Thanks for listening. This has been the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens at Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.